Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Ashes under the sole of your feet.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Duke of our God and the President of the National Body of Hebrew, especially for the message of the Bethlehem Lives Mother. So therefore, it would have to be written in this understanding the different things too of why I told the sister, as her mama so-called, Monique, to don't go down there, to walk down there in front of them people for her, for them to give Esther.
Yes, sir.
And it's kept it, and it's put into record right here that I didn't tell her not to go down there in disrespect of Islam.
Yes, sir.
Respecting what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said. I did it in the respect of fulfilling prophecy and making things right.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It would make it easier for us, easier for them to understand through the minister up here so that they wouldn't put the minister in some form of a cross up here in Richmond.
Yes,
I mean, up here in Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yes, sir. Because the minister down in Richmond, that our God and the President of the National Chief of Muhammad, and especially the Muslim Brian Muhammad, will have him where he'll try to pray up here on the minister up here.
Yes, sir.
You understand? To contact up here and say, look, girl, you got to tell them sisters that if they stand with the, over there in that building where Sister SM, I'm so-called Monique, is staying, and the chief don't have time, that they can't stay there.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? But it's thankful to Allah God, the President of the Master of the Muhammad, his message of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He has given us the eyes and the vision to see way down the road.
Yes, sir.
Ahead of them.
Yes, sir.
How can they outthink us when that one that taught them is the one that's thinking in us?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You want to talk about the impossible task, and they say something, some things that there's no such thing as impossible. I tell you, it's impossible for you to outthink Master Wallace T. Farad Muhammad and his message of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so, therefore, it's impossible for you to outthink the S.A.L. Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Because we have their living spirit in us. We have their living astral and cosmic body. They're working through us, and they're filling us with more of them every day.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God, the President of the Master of the Chief of Allah, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Here's the one that's making the way. And when we come one body, one mind, and one soul. Where is the associate? They cannot say, oh, wait a minute, hold it. A Farrakhan raised you, or that minister raised you, or so-and-so raised you. Oh, no, we was not down there. They did not raise us, because we was Muslims before we went down there, and we were Muslims after we were down there, and Allah, God, and the President of the Master of the Chief of Allah, and his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad raised us like they was combing the hair on their head.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In other words, they well-groomed us.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that
true? That's true. Yes, sir.
Praise the Duke to Allah, God, and the President of the Master of the Chief of Allah, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the reason that they well-groomed us, symbolic of the hair on their head, which covers them, which is the raw robe of them, and symbolic of this here, is that he well-groomed us.
Yes, sir.
And that was what was in the light. And the one reason that he said, let me tell you, he said, I will prove unto you, just because the male gender think that I am stronger and I am bigger and I am better than the woman, never taking into consideration that the woman was the original unisex man in the first place and was the power. And because it stepped down and made the male gender and became the wounded man and put that male gender up there, made him think that he was Mr. Big Stuff, and he thought because he had muscles that he was better than everybody else. But he forgot to take this under consideration when we dressed the sisters in the white. Well, that was a symbolic of the great matter up there that is called brain. The brain is the weaker part. It can be easily damaged, but the brain is the most powerful of all brains.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So in this weakest state, the muscles out here that is outside, what you make in this thing, they can't think that it's more powerful than that brain that's so weak that if this muscle here and this hand grab that brain, it can destroy that brain, but it can't do it because the brain controls that hand.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, just because you were weak there with me, they didn't know that you were strong in your weakness.
Yes, sir.
That you are the extension of the Creator. You are the original one that gave forth birth. And anytime you give forth birth to something, you've got to give that something so you lose something.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So all praise the Duke of Allah God and the President of the Master of the Chief of Allah. That's one of the reasons that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad dresses all the righteous people in white as a symbolic of a brain cell, or a symbolic of the matter, the white matter that's up in the head. But the brain cell has to have some form of skull protection around it, isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
The skin around it, isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
And eyes to see to it so it can observe what it's doing, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
The muscle is not no better than the brain.
Yes, sir.
Brain is the baddest thing in the world because the brain is what gives the genetic code that allows the muscle arm be the muscle arm of the man.
Yes, sir.
here to say that she is the king.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
She was crowned by nature.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
For the glory that she is.
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Aunt Mother said, the woman is the most valuable thing of all. The Most Honorable Aunt Mother said that the nation of Islam is a symbolic of the lie. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But when you strike a male gender, you're just striking a male gender. When you strike a woman, you're striking a nation, so the nation, so that woman is the Allah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Produces that Allah.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, true, yes.
Oh, praise to Allah, God, and the President of the Last One, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Member, because it says that the Allah, or Jesus, or Moses, or whoever they was, would be the desires of a woman. Why would it be the desires of a woman? Because every so many years, the black nation or the black woman gives birth to one, he, a male gender that can claim to be Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise due to Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Member, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Member. So we utilize the form of the teaching until we got to this teaching here, and I'll tell you this here, that Allah is not the creator, but they're almost inseparable, but the Allah is the body, the vehicle that the creator rides around in.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Theater is that void empty space that they see out there that they call the temple womb of darkness. Whatever that temple womb was that was in that darkness, that's the creator.
Yes, sir.
But it was a womb.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't a void empty space of a dick.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it put that womb down there, so that spirit would be able to tell you when you come to this particular part too. It would also come to this particular part of the realization of this knowledge among the wounded peoples.
Yes, sir.
The physical sense of downtrodden.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Praise Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, the Most Honorable Member. What we have here is a wonderful kitchen from Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, and it's mentioned the Most Honorable Member through a remote control unit, and so don't forget that about a canteen slip in the door over there, too. Okay, but all praise due to Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Member, especially for the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, we did not sit around and try to figure out how to come up with this here conversation that Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Member, is mentioned the Most Honorable Member, has given us.
That's right, yes, sir.
The voice of Master Jay.
Yes, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So if we had to sit around and figure this up, if I had to stop and figure this up while we was talking, I would have been stumbling and coming up, and I would be able to contradict myself.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you're able to know when Allah, God, and the President of the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, is talking to Master Jay, and when Master Jay is just talking on himself, because Master Jay then be stumbling.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes, there's a difference, sir, in the form of the communication. Anybody play these tapes will be able to understand that relation.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true. Yes, sir.
To Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Chief, and you can tell automatically when Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Chief, has taken control of the tongue and talking through, because he makes that tongue always keep Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, and it's Messenger of the Most Honorable Chief of Allah, Muhammad Alpha.
Yes, sir.
But the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, always keep Allah, God, and the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad out front, because he are the ones who are doing praises throughout eternity. Yes. So how are we going to talk about giving praises to Farrakhan, and giving praises to Farrakhan's followers, and giving praises to Muhammad 1400 years ago, giving praises, that's fine. But we're going to give praises to whom praises are due forever, Allah, God, and the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we should keep that before the peoples at all times, just as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad kept it before the peoples of all time, that Allah, God, and the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the one that taught him.
That's right, yes, sir.
That's what made him successful.
Yes, sir.
To Allah, God, the President, that's the one that's deep for our mother. I said it's going to mention the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And when you get to talking like that, and Allah, God, the President, that's the one that's deep for our mother, and it's mentioned the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I make known to you the real people, because when you get to say that too much in front of the brothers that are hypocrites, that are not to be the one that's supposed to play out the role of the hypocrite, that Allah, God, the President, that's the one that's deep for our mother, and it's mentioned the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, have to play out the role of the hypocrite, they will say, look here, we know that. We don't have to hear that all the time.
Yes, sir.
You understand that? What irritate them?
Yes,
but it won't irritate the ones who love Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it's the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can say it a million times over. You can say it all night, even when you're eating, or whatever it is around those who know us, and it would never upset them. It would never irritate them. And if the people put out there, and it's beginning to irritate them when they hear this word of Allah, God, the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it's the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in that degree of irritation, they need to look within inside of themselves, because then they are fake.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Praise to Allah, God, and the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, that's what rolls off your tongue and your mouth, and what you always talk about is what you live, really love.
That's right, sir.
So they can tell by the intensity that Allah, God, and the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, have this rolling off the tongue of Master Jay. He's got to be the one, because he's fulfilling that what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Honorable Elijah Muhammad have said.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God, in the presence of Master Wallace. nothing for our mother, especially for the messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so, therefore, anything done in darkness will surely be brought to the light. So whatever kind of thoughts that are in the head of the people, it must be brought out. And the way that Allah God and the person of the messenger of the Prophet Muhammad and his messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad brought it out, and so that you would know what the people are thinking, you got to listen to the raps.
Yes, sir.
When you hear the raps,
yes,
you
sir.
Hear what was in the darkness of the brain, of the mind, of the man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yes,
understand
sir.
Understand what
I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I'm going to toss you up the world's biggest dick. I'm going to slam it to the right and pull my car out and shoot the bang bang.
Yes, sir.
It tells you what is in their mind.
Yes,
you don't
sir.
Have to wonder what's in people's minds in this day and time, because of our God and the person that's about to see for our moment, and it's messing the most under that moment, is going to bring it out of their behind.
Yes, sir.
Put it on the stage and put it on the radio, and it'll be played to you on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Being possessed by the sorcerer people, and I don't mean sorcerer in the sense of voodoo. I'm talking about sorcerer in the sense in the shape of saucers that fly or move through the atmosphere. And that ain't no lie.
Yes, sir.
We'll let you know through your radio.
That's right.
How the story
sir.
Goes.
Yes,
you understand
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to guess in this day and time what people think about.
Yes.
It's all going to come out. You can
yes,
read
sir.
It in the newspaper. You can hear it on the radio.
Yes,
you can hear it everywhere. All around the world, it's the same old song.
Yes.
But all around the world, everybody is after something that they call a girl.
Yes, sir.
All praise to Allah God in the person of the Master Wallace T. Farad Muhammad. Now we can understand why the planet weighs six trillion tons of units, followed by the 21 circles of that sex.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God and the person of the Master of Waters, Deeper Lord Muhammad, especially for the message of the Muslim Light Muhammad. If you want to upset somebody, mess with their sex.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God and the person of the Master of Waters, Deeper Lord Muhammad, especially for the message of the Muslim Light Muhammad. So sex is a hell of a power.
Yes, sir.
No wonder they made that sand glass, hourglass, shaped like a pretty lady.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God. In the presence of the Master Wallace T. Farad Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, when you understand that from out of that hourglass produced each one of them grains of sand is like a person, a nation that is being produced out from under the dress of that hourglass person.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand the science of that?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God. And that's why they have over here this negative sense. That's why they have, for to receive justice, they call it the Lady of Justice.
Yes, sir.
They don't have no. That's why the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was born under the sign with the scales, but says that I am like representing a woman, racial, weeping for her baby.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God and the person of Master Bada Shifa Elijah Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, and my eyes have been veiled. So that I am not me no more, I am one with Master Wallace T. Farad Muhammad. So therefore, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was the Lady of Justice holding the scale.
Yes, sir.
In the North America, the place known as hell. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise to Allah God and the presence of Master Wallace T. Farad Muhammad, especially for the message of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why everything that is of any value, they call it, they relate it to a she.
Yes, sir.
The mold, the sun is a she.
Yes, sir.
Ruling over her planet. You hear the message say, ruling over her planet. Mother Nature.
Yes,
you understand
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When you put mother onto something, you got something going there.
Yes, sir.
You got power there.
Yes,
and behind
sir.
The shadow of doubt, there's only one mother. So someone's got to have a mother for me. Huh? All praise is due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace T. Farad Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Anybody can jump up and say that they're your father.
Yes,
but when
yes,
you found the mother, you found the real father.
Yes,
sir. The mother might think it's best to keep the secret of the identity or the name of who the father is until the time is right. But we do know that everybody at a certain time have a right to know who the father is. And now so the mother of civilization jumps up and will tell you that I was in a unisex being. I was your father too as well as your mother.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Sing the father. For they are one.
Yes, sir.
Get back and go back over history and check it out.
Yes, sir.
Praise is due to Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace T. Farad Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, for this here truth of knowledge that was kept hidden from the world, but it was kept hidden among those that they call the black girl.
Yes,